because then you're seeing the picture and thinking, oh yeah, I've attained it. That's me, that is.
Yeah, I thought that as well. I thought it'd be better to like get a picture of like Rick Waller and stick my head on Rick Waller.
That's what my mum does. She puts
pictures, her head on Rick Waller.
No, she puts like a picture of some disgusting fat old mare.
Who'd she use?
I don't know.
In lingerie?
And she puts it like on the biscuit jar.
Oh, Jesus. That's quite a good tactic, actually. Mm. Yeah. Well, kind of like the picture of cancer on cigarettes.
Yeah.
So, look at that. Pork and apple, pork and apricot.
What do you think of that?
That made me have a wank last night. I promised myself I was going to do some abstinence. I was going to do, 21 days of abstinence.
Blimey.
Yeah. And failed, like, literally instantly. I heard about the naked pictures of Prince Harry, so I thought, oh, I've got to see his knob. No, but then I kept seeing pictures of that girl, that busty lady, and I thought, oh, yeah, well, I may as well do it. And so it begins today, my abstinence.
So did you find pictures of Harry Knob?
Nah, I didn't look that hard. I was so fucking horny.
That's all you can see when you're looking at porn. So many knobs all over the screen.
Yeah, but not his knobs.
No, it might be. They might start cutting it out and using
it. Do you want to see it?
No, not really. Unless it was like...
It might be her naked, though. Because she's not super hot, is she?
No, like...
Even her knockers are a bit weird, aren't they?
Are they?
A bit sideways.
She's running.
Is she?
That's the speed forcing back behind her back.
Wow, I like her. No. Is she? Oh no! Oh,
abstinence starts tomorrow.
Are they twins?
Who is that? That is Miranda Kerr.
Mm.
Is a sight for sure eyes, strutting the surf in this bikini photo shoot.
Mm.
Yossi brunette sent temperatures soaring as she frolicked in the sea with other models on a beach in Sydney.
When they say sent temperatures soaring, do they mean people's temperatures?
Yeah.
Or all right, not like the Earth's temperature.
No.
You ever want to see a porno with two twin men in it?
Have I ever wanted to?
Yeah.
No. Why?
Would you want to?
No, again. Yeah. Still no.
I'm sure not one day. This is me leading to selling you my
collection.
Have you seen pornos with... I'm talking about pornos a lot. with two twin girls in.
I don't think so.
It's horrible.
Yeah, I don't think that's nice.
It's not nice. Yeah. No, it really puts you off.
Business. Chancellor's raped over text changes.
What? Rape?
Chancellor George Osborne is under fire for making changes which could save UK firms billions of pounds in tax.
Mm.
The International Development Select Committee says new rules could encourage UK-based companies to move profits made in the third world to lower tax havens.
Mm. Look at that guy's face.
He's one of the mandarins that's going to raise a few bills.
Oh, really?
Firm to raise fuel bills by £100 a year. Fuel bills by £100 a year.
Yeah.
And other power giants may be next. No. Why do you say meh? Just because at the moment you don't pay the bills.
Also,
us poor saps that do pay the bills.
Also, £100 a year now, that, you know, you break that down, you think that's not much, but then if they do it again and again and again.
But they do it again and again. No, that's not it. That's, they're not going to just say, oh, well, that's enough. We'll stop.
No, I'll tell you about that video I watched about 7%. Growth. Yeah.
You show me this like every day.
What about the 7%? It's because it's fucking terrifying. It scared me.
Yeah.
There she is. Can we see? Yeah, actually, no, they aren't that sideways. They aren't so sideways. I wouldn't. But there they are. Is that his knob? Is he looking at his knob there?
Yeah.
Are they all looking at his knob?
Looks like it. Why did he have his knob out?
They were playing like strip billiards or something.
Is that him? That's what him as a young
kid, isn't it? Just to show, you know, how he was the nation's darling, and now he's a posh cunt.
That's Scott Bakula.
Why? That's been locked in, man.
He looks like Scott Bakula.
I'll say Bakula.
Bakula, oh, Bakula, I say.
Maybe he quantum leaped into him. Maybe. That'd be the worst if he quantum leaped into that guy.
I can't believe I figured it out.
All he had to do was die. And he did it.
That's why he looked so, like, annoyed the other week. When he was like... And each time his next leap would be the leap home.
Yeah, he's dead, isn't he?
What? Is he?
Yeah.
He done it.
What? He tweeted?
Goodbye, world. The time has come. I had some fun.
He didn't have to... What? I don't understand that.
Oh, there he is, yeah.
Hey, this locked-in syndrome sounds nowhere near as bad as they make it seem.
Doesn't it?
Well, he was tweeting. He's expressing horror there.
Wow. What a life. What a quality of life. You can express horror and tweet.
That's all I want. Look. Bit of news Raider. For you. Kelvin still mourning the mugging you suffered. I was thinking we could give out that bloke's email to the listeners and get them all to bombard him.
Yeah, I think we should.
Should we do that? Should we give him another week? And if he hasn't got back, then listeners, we're calling on you to...
The Ibits Army.
The Ibits Army Armada to get this thieving northern bastard.
Right. And if you are northern, you should... See it as a matter of honour to take down one of your own.
To buy you an iPad.
And buy me an iPad. And an iPhone. Raider. Dopey thief is jailed for bungle raid.
Oh.
Bungle raid?
Bungle.
Not even bungled.
Maybe he raided the house of the former character from Rainbow.
A robber armed with a toy gun is in the frame for the biggest shop raid bungle in history. Dopey James Allen, 28, decided to hold up a store where he was a regular customer, and he had already robbed it of £360 10 days earlier. He then tore off his balaclava in front of a CCTV camera and pushed the door on his getaway instead of pulling it. When he tried to kick in the glass door, he fell into a drinks display. Shop manager Angela Croak... keen to see the back of him, even helped him get out with £134 from the till before calling 999. When caught later, Alan burst into tears. He was jailed for 3 years at Oxford Crown Court and two raids of Martin's.
Did you say he was in tears?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, wish that could happen. I want to see him cry.
What, Scott Bakula?
No, he's dead.
Oh. The thief. Yeah, no, your thief.
My thief.
Yeah.
It's all about celebrity stuff. Craig David plays with himself. Cruz and Holmes get fast divorce.
Yeah.
Wait. Oh, dear.
Little kid dying.
Stripped of dignity. Prince Harry is allowed to let his hair down before he resumes his army career, which will soon take him to the Afghanistan war zone.
Well, not really, though, will it?
He is a young single man, and so meeting women on holiday is both understandable and perfectly legitimate. But clearly he went too far in his visit to Las Vegas. The third in line to the throne became... What?
What?
The third in line to the throne being photographed naked, cavorting with a nude woman at a strip party is a high roller's in a high roller's suite in a casino hotel is acutely embarrassing.
Depends how big his knob is though, really, doesn't it?
Yeah, I suppose.
If he's got a giant knob, then he's got nothing to worry about.
Has she lost loads of weight?
Who is she?
Nigella. Yeah, she has.
She bloody has as well, but don't they always harp on about her knees? Or was it you that harped on about her knees?
No, it was you.
Is it me?
She ain't got big knees now, look.
No, I never knew about it. I'm sure you told me about her knees. Didn't you zoom in on them?
No, she never shows her knees, like on her TV programme.
Oh, okay. Didn't they show them in a tape paper once? They said they were disgusting.
I don't know.
Would that bother you if a girl had horrible knees?
Yeah.
I would!
Well, if they were that horrible, it bothered me.
But... What would it... Wow, what a way of answering questions. Right, it wouldn't bother me if it didn't bother me, but if it did, yeah, it would. But, You can always hide them, though. Couldn't you work away knee pads?
Yeah, but when it comes down to when you need to get a boner and suddenly these... What's wrong with them? Are they baggy or, like balloons or something?
So, yeah, they're baggy. The skin on it is, like, loose and veiny.
And pimples.
Yeah, pimples and stretch marks, cellulite.
I wouldn't want to get an erection.
You wouldn't want to?
No. Even if I felt...
What, even, wow, Jesus. So if you had an erection, would you be annoyed?
Yeah.
With yourself or with her?
Everyone.
With everyone?
Everyone in the room.
Wow. Crikey, well, let's hope you and Nigella never...
No, she's all right now, look. Prisons. Huntley Jail lends book on murders. A book about the Soa murders is on shelves in the prison library where killer Ian Huntley is serving life. Criminals can lap up grisly details of how their fellow jailbird murdered schoolgirls Holly Wells and Jessica Chapman in 2000.
What, has he written this book?
No, it's on sale. Author Tammy Cohen's book is
it's near
just...
you, isn't it, old these murders?
They were, yeah. Author Tammy Cohen's book is just one of the 180 true crime titles about murder, rape and violence prisoners are allowed to read at Durham's Franklin Jail.
Ooh.
Evil Conversations with Ian Brady is also on offer.
No.
Murderer. Cops failed mum and tot killed by ex.
Oh, bloody hell, that's a big thing in the news at the minute, isn't it? Jilted lovers coming back and murdering everyone.
Yeah.
Goes to show, ladies, don't ever break up with us, because
exactly.
We might go mental and kill your faces.
It's all the rage these days. A series of police blunders left a sadistic killer to murder his ex-girlfriend and their toddler daughter, a watchdog said yesterday. Officers were called over 16 separate incidents before David Oakes blasted Chrissy Chambers, 38, and Shania, 2, with a sawn-off shotgun.
Ew.
It's all soggy. What's made it soggy?
I don't know what I'd do to make my sandwiches go soggy.
Is it tuna soggy?
It might be tuna.
Ooh.
Oh, dear. The man from Del Monte, he's been on the run.
Where?
Look, my ear's on the run with the 1 billion man from Del Monte.
The girls, fast cars and lavish parties of tycoon who stole 28 million and now faces jail. By pilot who helped him flee.
Hmm. Hmm.
That's not the man from Del Monte.
No, I don't think it actually is. I think if I was the man from Del Monte, I'd be pissed off that they're linking me with that.
What an honour. Boxer Watson to cap recovery with flame. Eh?
Who's frogging?
It's boring.
Eat Boxer Watson's the Boxer Watson that got... smashed in the head until he couldn't think anymore.
What's he doing now?
Just goes around telling people about it.
Who's that?
Lilo. Lindsay Lohan. See, the thing about Lindsay Lohan that I like is I get the impression that one day I might just meet her and end up being her lover.
What makes you think that?
Well, anyone could. You could as well.
I don't hang out in the same place as she hangs out.
No, but you might one day. She's that unpredictable.
But look, she's got all weird spots.
Nah, it's sand, isn't it?
Yeah, what's he doing there, though? Like, in her crotch?
Oh, they're not pubes, are they?
I think it's a pube stubble.
Oh, God. I'd turn her down, then.
Yeah, I don't want to meet her in a nightclub. Still having the time of her life 20 years on, Dirty Dancing star Jennifer Grey.
She's a good looking lady.
Do you think?
I mean, she's what, 68 years old?
Is she?
I don't know, it's 25 years since Dirty Dancing.
50.
She's 50 years old.
Oh no, that's her husband. This is entertaining.
So how long were we silent for then?
Jailed. Lazy postie hid letters in his shed.
Oh, good man.
I used to do that when I worked at the, I'll better not say the place, just in case I got trouble, but I was a post person at a certain company, and I used to be so terrible at it, that after a while I just started putting letters in my rucksack and taking them home just because I couldn't be bothered doing the
Did you even open them?
No.
And what were they? What kind of post was it? Internal or external?
Bit of both.
I like the way that you don't want to say who the company was in case you get into trouble, so it could have been like MI5 you were working for. I used to work at a post office.
Did you?
Yeah.
Did you steal any like letters? Or?
Yeah.
I like the way you nodded, like, yeah, I'm not going to take, just, I'm not going to let anybody hear this. Yeah.
I felt really, well, what it was these Polish people would always come in and they'd send letters back to Poland, and someone told me, they said, they don't insure them, and they're just sending shitloads of money back to Poland for their family. So one day...
It's turned into confession cast.
One day, this is a really... Don't tell anyone about this, listeners, because this is really bad. One day I decided to take a couple of them and took a couple and brought them home and opened them up, and they had like top trumps in them.
Did it blow up in your face like the blue paint?
Yeah, they had weird fantasy character top trumps.
In Polish?
No, in English. Oh, right. So magic cards, I think they were called.
Magic the Gathering?
Yeah. They were them cards. And so I thought, what is this shit? So I just threw them on the floor in my car. And then...
They're still here.
A few months later, I'd been fired by the post office. I think I nicked a tax disc from my car. And I got fired by the post office. And so
for that.
I've turned over a new leaf now. This is me repenting, by the way. I don't know for many things. I was just really crap. And I just cleaned my car up one day and found these cards and picked them up and opened them and like opened up the packet. And there was 4 50-quid notes like stuffed between the cards.
Oh, really?
Like hidden away.
So they tried to trick you?
Yeah, they tried to trick me.
Well, it worked.
Yeah. 400 quid.
Fucking
hell. Yeah, I just had lying around. Yeah, and someone's family probably died, but,
you know.
These things happen.
It's life. Circle of life. Jailed. Lazy postie hid letters in his shed. A thieving postman has been jailed for hoarding 75,000
I thought I was going to say he's been jailed for 7,500 years then. Oh, just spat on myself.
Jailed for hoarding 75,000 letters and parcels in his garden. He could have opened the parcels.
Yeah, you definitely opened the parcels.
And the letters, when they get to that amount, you put them in a bag and just burn them. To skip or something.
Yeah, burn them.
Dad of two, John Hodgson, 33, told police he had been too lazy to deliver them.
I like that. Not even an excuse. Yeah. I was just lazy, but I couldn't be bothered.
But he was also struggling with debts and stole gift cards, DVDs and cash. He had £40,000 debt and he had been made bankrupt.
It's amazing anything fucking gets anywhere in the post. He was made bankrupt. He's a postman who'd been made bankrupt.
That's all right.
It's just amazing that he thought he could live that kind of lifestyle where he had to be bankrupt.
Mm. Beeb on Brink. Boss says condemn cuts are a disaster as he quits top job.
Okay.
The BBC faces a perilous future due to savage coalition cuts. Outgoing boss Mark Thompson has warned. The Director General, who quits next month after 8 years, said departments are close to the edge and further savings would be a disaster for viewers. He added, there are plenty of areas now. Much of radio, our performing groups, much of our journalism and many parts of TV where I don't see where the future room for manoeuvre is.
I've got a mate who works for DBC, vouches for that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I don't understand. So then they shouldn't carry on making stuff like Dancing on Ice and...
Yeah, but that's a winner. That's a ratings winner.
Is it? I don't watch it.
Good point.
So...
Yeah, so listen,
take that off, BBC.
Beebs.
You'd replace that with some porn or...
God, imagine that.
What else would I want to watch? I don't know. I don't know what I'm in the mood for.
If the BBC said, right... If they said, right, once a night, 10 o'clock, we're going to put on some proper hardcore porn, like, you know, cocks going in and everything, but there's also going to be adverts in it, would you watch it?
No, they've got an internet.
See, yeah, they don't have a chance then, do they? They might as well just call it a quits now. They might as well just wrap it up now.
TV, I think TV should be like... like all on demand stuff, like you watch it whenever you want.
Yeah, well, it's kind of going that way, isn't it now?
Anything on at 8 o'clock, just whatever you want to watch on at 8 o'clock.
Yeah, well, you need to get the right kind of TVs and you can live like that, can't you?
Yeah.
But what happens to all the money the BBC make through, like, so when they make a documentary and then they sell, like, the DVD box sets or, like, DVD box sets of Red Dwarf or Alan Partridge or stuff, where does all that money go?
I suppose it gets divvied up.
They've got to be, well, I suppose, the production company and the people who are in it, the writers and all this and all that. But the BBC have got to get a share of it, haven't they?
Yeah.
So what are they doing with all that money? That's the question.
Idiots.
Hmm.
What else is going on?
There's a sick teenager. There's some Rhys's grave.
Five and so. Oh, and so to the big questions of the week. If Asil Nadir goes to prison, will Tory MP Michael Mates shorten the message on the watch he gave him to "Don't let the bastards grind you"?
What? We don't get that.
Adverts. What's any that? Three in a Morrison's, you can get any three crates of beer for £20 or £8 each.
I drink too much beer. I need to stop.
Yeah, I do as well.
I can't, like, think about it. The thought of not drinking it makes me feel a bit ill, which worries me.
Thug has a joint, then evades jail.
Oh.
A teen...
Is that the Thug?
Look at him, he's, like, 2 years old.
Yeah. It's like Billy Elliot or something.
A teen burglar... He looks like Tintin, doesn't he? He's like,
yeah, there's a bit of Tintin about him. Or the snowman boy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A teen burglar who crippled a war hero pensioner in a violent attack walked free from court after boasting online about smoking a joint just before sentence. Luke Mansell, 18... He don't look 18.
No.
Used a 5-foot fence post to batter Arthur Ball, 78, who was trying to stop him...
What war was Arthur Ball in if he's 78? And what war was he a hero in?
Gulf War? 20 years ago?
Do you think?
Maybe that's why it's Falklands? Yeah. It's been wars.
That don't count unless it's World War One or Two, though, does it?
I think it does if you're being fired at.
By who? Him?
If
that
you're
kid?
If you're in the war, I think it matters.
No.
Even there, like, shrug, it wasn't much. Only saw, like, 2,000 mates die. There wasn't even a day's fighting on, like, the Russian front.
They weren't even great wars, were they? Like, they were just, you know, just little standoffs.
His victim was left on crutches, unable to drive, and housebound. Be right.
Yeah.
Mansell entered the dock minutes after writing on Facebook, big fat joint before court, judge, best give me an order, not a few months inside. Before sentencing...
to write!
Before sentencing, his solicitor told Telford JPs in Shropshire, he is scared to his wit's end about this and screaming for rehabilitation.
Who's screaming for rehabilitation?
Him, apparently.
What, the joint kid?
According to his defence.
Oh dear. Hang on a minute.
Ooh, to close this door.
They don't really show up on the podcast anymore, do they, Parks?
Some do. Like, you've got really... Oh, I've got something brewing. I might have another.
Can I finish my sandwich?
Yeah, it's going to be a while yet.
Okay.
What we got here? Appeal. I only go for the sex ones now.
I'm thinking about the poor people that listen to this. What are you doing, you fucking idiot? We don't do any tweets anymore.
If we check to see if anybody does download this, no. Who are you talking to ourselves?
I don't think anyone listens to it anymore.
We should check that. Appeal. Sex attack on shop girl.
Yeah.
A woman worker was sexually assaulted in a sandwich shop.
What a crime.
She was... She was opening when the man bounced after asking to use the toilet. Sorry.
The victim?
The victim in her 20s said, I kept telling
him... I like it when they asked in their 20s because it means they might be good looking.
What?
The like, victim.
Yeah.
Well, if you're going to imagine it, you remember that one where that bloke was creeping around in old women's houses having sex with them, and they showed all these like horrible old women with black eyes, but not black eyes through being
not
punched.
Sexy black eyes, but old black eyes.
Yeah. Okay. Do you know what I mean?
Tired.
So at least with her, you can imagine she's that bird who Prince Harry's boobing up.
Yeah.
Sorry, carry on with this terrible story.
I kept telling him to stop, but he didn't listen. He's a dangerous man and needs to be arrested. Mm-hmm. Police in Leicester say the attacker is a white man, aged about 25, of medium build, with short, dark brown hair.
Well, that narrows it down.
Detective...
Constable. Detcon. It's got to be Detective Constable, isn't it?
I suppose. Jane Everson said she was subjected to a terrifying assault.
Oh.
Why do they say stuff like that? Why not say something of import?
Like what?
When we catch him.
Oh, like threatening. Yeah.
Smash him up.
Because they don't actually, because that could be, they don't actually have to go through with it, but it might scare him enough.
Yeah, because we already knew the rest. We knew that she'd been subjected to a terrifying.
Oh, they should say something like,
tell us something we didn't know.
Chemical castration. Fortunately, 2012 is this month we're trying out chemical castration on sex perverts or something.
So. Please turn yourself in.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, or a little trick. Yeah, we're probably not going to prosecute him. He may as well come forward. Yeah. He left his scarf behind.
New laws saying don't prosecute rapists.
If it's sexy, it's fine.
If you're any good at sex, which this guy was, and being a female detective, I want to have a go.
This is going to be quite offensive. Do you think any women have ever been raped and then afterwards thought, well, it was all right, though.
He was pretty good.
He was pretty good.
No.
Nah.
accident. Speeding PC hit a cyclist. A policeman who hit a cyclist while driving at 68 miles an hour in a 30-mile-per-hour zone told a court yesterday the collision happened in the blink of an eye. PC David Lynch, 31, lost control of a humpback bridge.
What?
In Hackney.
He was driving a humpback bridge.
Did I say on?
On.
Control on a humpback bridge in Hackney, East London, and crashed into Joseph Belmonte.
Ooh.
Musician Mr. Belmonte, 31.
Fuck him.
Was left with brain and spinal injuries.
Oh, that's a bit harsh, yeah. Don't fuck him.
Lynch of Hitchin, Hertfordshire, denies dangerous driving but admits careless driving.
Hmm. Look at this, look. The salon boss offered that lady £10,000 for sex. No, not interested in that.
I mean, is she worth that?
If you...
like...
No.
What was he thinking? Yeah, she hadn't even got a nice haircut for working in a salon.
Yeah, look at them split ends.
A trainee hairdresser claims her manager begged her for sex.
Do you think she's lying then?
No one begged her.
You think you're going to go out on a limb and say she's lying?
She also alleged...
I'd love a judge to do that. Right.
Also alleged Christopher Story handed her some cash and pushed her head to his groin. Sorry.
let me get my notebook out.
As they sat in a car outside a client's home. The 34-year-old.
What are they doing going around a client's house?
The 34-year-old told an employment tribunal he had said to her, how much money do you want to have sex? Are you having sex for 1,000? What about 2,000? Or 10,000?
That guy does not know how to haggle at all.
Iranian-born Miss Mashay Eki told the hearing, I said no, not even for 20,000.
What?
I love my husband. I felt totally humiliated.
She fucked him, didn't she?
And upset.
She's had sex with him.
He later pushed her head into his groin in the car as a woman was looking out of her window.
She had sex with him.
It was alleged.
She sucked him off outside this woman's house.
Yeah. Yeah.
Look at this. Plastic balls. No, I've been mogged.
Two robbers wearing fancy dressed cat outfits attacked a man and stole his cash as he was walking to work in.
How can you get your story in the paper?
I don't know.
At least the local paper.
Maybe. Can I tell them who I think done it?
Do you want to do it?
No, I mean the paper.
Yeah.
Or is that slander?
Probably slander, but you should, yeah, do it.
Maybe I should say it was Gary McRuss.
Don't email that man.
Yeah. Everton legends. Oh, it's football.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's cancer.
Grapes and sprains.
Forget banana skins, loose grapes are much more likely to trip you up, causing 18% of supermarket tumbles.
Oh.
Other fruit is to blame for just Oh, I hate those kind of studies.
Well, they may as well not do it. They should just. They could just make it up, couldn't they?
Doc sent me home with a broken neck.
Bloody hell.
Gardener's fury. An injured gardener revealed yesterday.
What the fuck is going on there?
It's hay, isn't it?
On fire.
Fire on the hay 19.
Hmm.
Have you farted?
No, it's my mozzarella.
Oh, right. Yeah. I thought that's a delicious fart.
I told you.
Sun, sea, and surf on the net. 1 in 10 holidaymakers log on to Facebook. Again, who cares?
9 times a day?
Oh, do we care?
No.
Oh.
Race bigots killer jailed.
A black farm worker was yesterday jailed for life for murdering South African white supremacist leader Eugene Terreblanche. Chris Murlagu, 30, admitted beating Terreblanche, 69, to death with an iron bar in 2010, but claimed he acted in self-defence during a row over wages. Not even over race.
No, that's amazing, isn't it?
Or maybe he said, you should be paid less than me because you're a black bastard.
Because you're a okay. Might, that does sound like the kind of thing a white supremacist would say.
About 20 whites protested outside courts with a doll of a black man in a noose and a Hang Murlagu sign.
Cool, that's a bit strong.
Terreblanche, jailed for attempted murder in 2001, was co-founder of the Afrikaner Resistance Movement.
Oh, yeah. Apache is let off over animal rap.
A man living as an Apache Indian will not be prosecuted for wanting to turn badger paws and eagle wings into a headdress.
Well, wanting to do it isn't a crime, is it?
Mangus Colorado, 60, was due to stand trial today, accused of keeping protected wild animal parts, but the Crown Prosecution Service has dropped the case.
Mm.
Mr. Coraladas, who began living as an Apache 20 years ago, said, "I'm pleased, but shouldn't have had to come here in the first place."
Mm. I agree. Gary Oldman,
Jokey Gary Oldman is caught in a panel pose as he kisses glass.
Ugh.
Flood from the past? This must be the worst episode to listen to.
No, well, I don't know. I thought the last episode was like, probably one of the worst ones.
Oh, I didn't hear it.
No, nor did I. We were both saying the other day that we haven't listened for a long while. You had an omnibus day, didn't you?
Yeah, I had nothing better to do and I was drinking, so just listen to that.
I might do one soon, but I've started deleting them off of there, so we've only actually got, it starts at episode 20 now.
That's it?
Mm. Gone.
That's good. Got rid of some of the old wood.
I like the old ones.
Oh dear. Hell. I lost my bloke, then I lost all my hair.
I got it.
When a relationship broke down, Amanda Reed's heartache triggered alopecia, but having no hair hasn't stopped her from finding happiness.
She's got eyebrows.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like proper alopecia.
I call bullshit.
She didn't look that great with hair anyway.
No, she didn't. In fact, she's more striking without it.
Striking, yeah, but striking not is not always beautiful.
Yeah, it's not very good, is it, this news?
Bros.
Do we need a new paper?
Maybe.
New source of news. I said to Leo yesterday, he said, oh, how's Ibits going? I said, oh, it's been a bit, like, slow recently. It's not much in the news. And he said, oh, you've got to be creative.
And he's still giving advice.
Yeah.
He's stepped down, I think.
Well, we haven't fired him yet, have we?
No, he just hasn't. I'm obsessed with grey clothes. I hope you can help solve one of my lifelong problems. Put simply, I have a fear of buying anything other than grey-coloured clothing from shops.
Mm.
For years, I wanted to purchase a colourful outfit, but I can't bring myself to go through with it.
That's just weird.
Yeah.
Why have you gone quiet? What happened there?
I was just checking to see if I could be bothered to read it.
Oh, whether it was in halfway reading it.
Her love for lizards is tearing us apart. I'm a 25-year-old civil engineer whose main job for the past 3 years has been designing septic tanks for schools. While my girlfriend of 5 years is a zoologist specialising in reptiles. Since graduating, we've both worked hard to stay together. Her job means travelling a lot, so we relocated every few months. We've spent a lot of this year in the Galapagos Islands, where she studied the effects of coffee on iguanas.
What?
However, a few months...
This guy sounds like he leads the best life ever.
And look at her.
Beautiful, that lizard on her.
However, a few months ago, when I got a long-term job... He's going to walk in the room and she's banging a lizard. He's
got his tail up her.
Yeah. I put my foot down and said we had to stay near my new place of work after her study came to an end. It caused some friction at first, but it seemed to be going okay for a while. Then she started buying lots of pets. I thought it said pens. It started out with a small tortoise, which I was fine with, but she began buying more. It feels like she's punishing me. Now
with tortoises?
We now have a parrot, 10 different types of lizard, and a salamander, which she carries around in her handbag. I tried to tell her it's getting out of hand, but she just got ratty. Was that a pun?
No.
She just got ratty about how we'd had to move from our job and she ought to be allowed to follow her passion.
I agree with her. Why doesn't he just be a kept man? I'd love it if I was with some bird, some sexy bird who loved lizards and she went all around the world like looking at lizards and I got to follow her. And I didn't have to look at them because I find lizards a bit creepy.
Yeah, you do, because they're on her back all the time. Look.
Well, all the time. She's always got one on, though. Yeah, but only because... they're only on her all the time because he made her stay in one place.
That's a 3D tattoo.
Oh, I'd hate that. That'd be horrible.
I discovered nude pictures of his ex.
Mm.
I found my fella's porn collection in the wardrobe, which I can deal with as I'm a sexual person. However...
That sounds like she's just going to put it up her minge and go, that takes care of that.
However... There were also naked pictures of his ex-wife. What is that about? She is very different to me in looks and body shape.
Yeah.
I just can't get my head around it, and it makes me feel physically sick.
Well, because you're a fatty and she's not, and so he's holding on to it, I'd imagine.
I do not want to remember any part of my ex. It's gross. I feel like screaming, move on, you idiot. Please help.
What's Colin's advice? Scream, move on, you idiot.
You have to bring this up with him, I'm afraid, otherwise you'll become more and more resentful and your relationship will suffer. Be calm and non-confrontational when you speak to him and just say you were surprised and really hurt to find these photos and want to know why he still has them.
Mm.
It's understandable you'd be upset. Yeah, I wouldn't be very happy.
What if I had a massive knob?
Why would that make me happier?
No, like sadder, but like, and your girlfriend was like there, like next to it, looking at it, pointing at it, just going, not really happy.
No, I wouldn't be happy about that.
Furious.
Is that about it?
I think that's all the news, yeah, that's all the news there is today. So that's your news for the week. All right, but listeners, next week, we're on Tuesday. If you haven't heard back from that guy on Tuesday, we'll give out his email address. And,
so start gathering up your pitchforks and like, guns?
Yeah!
Want them dead?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Has someone come up with a gun that fires pitchforks yet? Crossbow.
Yeah.
That'll be it. So, yeah, next down there is going to be a witch hunt. Hopefully, by Thursday, a man will be dead.
Yeah.
Actually, I hope that doesn't happen.
Yeah. We don't endorse his death.
No.
Maiming?
Crippling?
We'd be held accountable for that, wouldn't we?
Yeah, this would be hate speech.
Don't hurt him, whatever you do. Just hold him down.
For how long?
Until we get there.
Us?
Yeah.
How are you going to get in touch with us?
ibitsemail@gmail.com.
There you go. yeah, so if you apprehend any criminals, email us and we'll be along shortly.
Yeah. Get him to, like, fess up the iPad and iPhone first, because I don't want to turn up and he hasn't got them.
What about if we've got any sadists that listen and they torture someone and they make them say that they've done it even though they haven't done it? Would you accept that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Cool. No, he has to have it.
Right, okay. What if he hasn't got it? What if he says, yeah, I nicked it, what are you going to fucking do about it? And then our loyal listener says, you prick, and attacks him.
But we don't endorse that. Wink, wink.
yeah, no.
No, we don't endorse that.
Don't endorse that.
I'm trying to say it so a judge can listen back and say, no, he really didn't mean it.
No, we don't mean it.
No.